Chris Skye, have you heard of that guy? He's a motivational speaker and the world's most prolific human rights advocate. He has vast knowledge and he articulates himself in such a way that nobody can not stop and pay attention to everything that he's saying. When it comes to examining and presenting facts to find the truth, nobody does it better. He comes from our north. He's up in Canada, and he currently has a warrant out for his arrest. So pretty brave to join us here. Chris Skye, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. We really appreciate having you. You've developed quite the following in Canada, and I believe that it's starting to resonate here in the United States as global citizens are now realizing, hey, we're kind of all in this together. This isn't just about overtaking the United States, and nobody has seen commie tyranny like the people of your country in Canada.
Canada probably has it the worst, and I couldn't have said it any better. This is not something that's a countrywide problem. This is a global problem, and it's going to take a global solution. And that's going to take all of us coming together despite our differences, despite the government trying to use every which way they can to divide us and keep us afraid. We need to come together in what I call united non-compliance. And that's when everybody comes together, regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, religion, political affiliation, social status, et cetera, under one common, genuine goal. And that goal is to preserve our freedoms, reassert our rights, and take our countries back.
So you've been arrested like a bunch of times, right?
Oh my gosh. The first time I was arrested, I was kidnapped off a plane as I was going to speak on the East Coast by our RCMP, which is the equivalent to your FBI. I was kidnapped. They made some ridiculous charge so they could take me off a plane, put me in jail, send me back to Ontario where I was from. Then a week before my court date, they called me, apologized, and dropped the charges. Since then, I've been arrested multiple times. Most recently, the most famous one was I went into a store called Longo's, which is a high-end grocery store in Canada. And just like in the U.S. and most countries around the world, the mask bylaw has exemptions. They have to honor your exemption. They can't ask for proof of your condition. They cannot deny you service, etc. So Longo's is notorious for violating the law and claiming their policy trumps law. So I went in there to buy a bottle of maple syrup. I claimed medical exemption to not wear my mask. I actually had someone take me to where the aisle of maple syrup was and buy it and leave. I actually scanned the item, paid cash, paid extra. It sounds like it went off without a hitch, but the entire time I had people in my face threatening me, screaming at me, trying to issue me trespass notice, trying to call the police on me. It was absolutely ridiculous. In the end, I got the maple syrup and I left. About 3 weeks later, they used this as justification to storm my personal residence around 1:30 in the morning with over 40 police using about 20 cruisers. They blocked off both sides of the main road where I live, and they isolated my property so nobody could see what they were trying to do. And once again, they tried to illegally kidnap me without even having a warrant to be on my property or a warrant for my arrest. Thankfully, I went on my Instagram live, and that's what saved them from being able to kidnap me and doing whatever they want to me because the entire world was watching. Of course, since then, I had about 250,000 followers on Instagram. They had my Instagram taken down, even though it was a verified account. They've put me on a no-fly list. They've put me on conditions where I cannot drive. I cannot fly. They've come to my house and confiscated all my legally owned firearms. They've made it so it's illegal for me to speak in my home province, aka state of Ontario. And even if I'm with more people than what's allowed by the order, I can be arrested. It's absolutely ridiculous what they're doing to me. And they're doing it because everything I'm saying is the truth. And the main truth is everything they're doing to us all around the world, they're telling us is for our safety and our health. And it's not. It's about power and control. And in Canada, we have such ridiculous examples of this tyranny that prove it has nothing to do with health and safety and everything to do with control.
Do you think that Canadians are, and I want you to tell me that perfect example, but as you're talking, I've got questions like crazy. Do you think that this is happening there without being checked by the people? Because typically Canadians are just kind of more nice. We're going to take this in the shorts. Whatever the government says, that's just what we're going to do. They know better.
Canadians have been conditioned for decades to be the nicest people in the world. And if you look at what the origin of nice is, it comes from Latin. And it comes from naive and ignorant. It means that you're easy to take advantage of. And when they do take advantage of you, they know that there's not going to be any consequences for their actions. And that's why they're using Canada. If you were a global villain and you wanted to take over the best country in the world, the prime target would be Canada. We have the landmass. We have the resources. We have all kinds of industries. And what do we have? A very small, very weak, very subservient population. So we're like a testing ground, us in Australia, because we're very similar in those regards. And that's why you're seeing the lockdown so much worse here than anywhere else. And back to that perfect example to show that we need to change people's perceptions and alter it just slightly, that this is not about health and safety. This is about control and dominance. And the perfect example of our restrictions is in Canada, we have those ridiculous hotel quarantines. So they try to tell you that you're safer and healthier getting off a plane, waiting in line with hundreds of people, letting them shove something up your nose, getting on a random dirty bus full of people from the airport, getting transported to a government internment facility that they call a hotel, where you're in solitary confinement after you've mingled with hundreds of people from all over the world. And they tell you you're safer to stay there, wait for your test results of negative, which you took the test before you interacted with all these people, so it's irrelevant, and then go home and quarantine at home for 14 days versus simply getting off the plane, going to your personal automobile or your personal transport and going home by yourself. What's obviously safer and healthier? By yourself. What's obviously the reason? Dominance and control, and traumatizing Canadians to the point that they don't even want to travel. So when the government says, hey, take your little vaccine shot and get your vaccine passport, now you won't have to worry about the hotel quarantine when you travel. So it's giving Canadians a false choice. Either give up your rights and become a prisoner, or give up your rights and we'll give you some of your freedoms back that you already had anyway. And that's why I made a video that went ultra viral. When I came home from Turkey, I went through the airport mask-free, and when they tried to make me do the test and the quarantine, I simply declined, citing our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is the equivalent to your constitution. And I actually pointed out the parts of the Charter, Section 6 and 14.1 of their own Quarantine Act, which they were violating. So what could they do? They could give me a little ticket that I take to court and it gets thrown out and they have to walk me out of the airport. So since then, hundreds of thousands of Canadians have been asserting their rights and freedoms because I provide them the knowledge and the inspiration and the courage to do so. And I lead by example. So the government deemed me as dangerous. Then I got a book deal with Amazon. And here it is. Just Say No. This book was so pivotal. I was doing a Canada-wide tour to launch it. It was supposed to launch on May 25th. Everything was good to go. Everything was set up. Amazon approved everything. I got the confirmation email. The day before I'm supposed to go from Toronto to Vancouver, which is 5,000 kilometers, over 3,500 miles away, I get arrested based on allegations made by somebody. Just hearsay evidence. I got arrested. They tried to hold me without bail. They ended up holding me almost 2 days to try to prevent me from being able to make it to Vancouver on time. We ended up leaving Toronto, Ontario, Friday at midnight to make it to Vancouver for Sunday afternoon. It took us 9 cars and drivers. We were doing a relay race without sleeping, without stopping. And in the end, when we got to British Columbia, where Vancouver is, the province had been divided into 3 health zones with checkpoints. Checkpoints in your own state or province where you cannot go between regions in your own state or province without being stopped by police.
So that would be the equivalent here of like going from city to city, from Minneapolis to St. Paul, from Fort Lauderdale
exactly.
to Miami.
Exactly. And they have checkpoints set up to prevent you from doing so unless you can show your essential papers. Where have we heard of this before? So what did we have to do? We have to get into a helicopter after 9 cars and fly over the checkpoints like we're playing Grand Theft Auto, land in Vancouver just in time for the event. We had the event in Vancouver on the 23rd. On the 24th, we were going to launch the book in Kelowna, British Columbia. And guess what? I got an email from Amazon stating that my book was being banned before going on sale. After they approved it, after they did everything, they waited till the 11th hour to tell me they're banning it. They're not giving me the reason why. So this book right here became the first book in the history of the world to be banned by Amazon before it went on sale. And to put that into perspective, you can go on there right now and find Hitler's book, but you can't find my book. You can find a book called Just Say No to Vaccines, and that's okay. But Just Say No with a picture of Chris Sky, bam. So we had thousands of copies printed, and we sent them to all the different areas in Canada we were going to go, and they went like crazy. And I went on Alex Jones InfoWars, and he pledged to buy 10,000 copies online to sell at his store. So they don't want this book to get out more than anything, and now it's already out. There's nothing they could do. So what did they do out of spite? Like you said, this is the scariest thing of all. If you want to see the tiptoe into tyranny of Canada, first they put me on a no-fly list. Then they put me on a no-drive list. Then they took away my legally owned firearms. Then they took away my ability to speak in public. And then they tried to remand me to the custody of a friend of mine to limit my travel in general. And now this is the best part. I was scheduled to speak at an event, not organized by me. I was just hired to come as a speaker in Winnipeg, Manitoba, the province immediately adjacent to Ontario. We already have an illegal checkpoint set up between our borders. So you can't even, it's like two different countries now. Imagine Minnesota and the adjacent state had a border and you can't cross through. Like, it's separating the United States into different countries within itself. That's what they've done to Canada. So besides that, because I could get into Manitoba, they were worried. They didn't want this event to happen. They went to a Justice of the Peace on the Thursday. The event was supposed to be on the Friday. And they said, there's four organizers and one speaker who are planning on breaking a public health order tomorrow. Not even committing a crime, breaking a public health order tomorrow. We want a warrant in advance so we can arrest them to prevent this from happening. Literal pre-crime, like we've been talking about for years, but people have been scoffing and calling it a conspiracy theory. They went and asked for five preemptive warrants for me and four other individuals who are potentially going to breach a public health order.
Chris, I don't think that people really understand the magnitude of how serious that is, what you just said. Preemptive crime warrants.
It's insane. It's being able to say that they think you're going to kill someone tomorrow so they can arrest you today based on whatever evidence they can find. But that's ridiculous. Then they can apply that to so many other things. And now they can literally just, it's just like Stalin said, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. They can literally make anybody a criminal at any time. And you're guilty until proven innocent. And watch how scary it is. It gets even worse. So I went on, when I saw that, and they made it very public. They put it in the news that we had warrant, that I had a warrant in particular. They did a public press conference and everything. So I went on and said, well, the big event for me is Calgary the day after Winnipeg. So I'm definitely not going to go get arrested in Winnipeg just so I can miss Calgary. So I'm going to stay in Saskatchewan. I'm going to do another event in Saskatoon on Friday instead. And then I'm going to Calgary. So they knew I wasn't even going to come. Everybody knew I wasn't going to come. They did the event. I didn't even show up to the event. Guess what? I still apparently have a warrant for my arrest in Manitoba for an event that they said I was going to do that they know I didn't do. So now I'm supposed to go to Manitoba, turn myself in, get a charge for something they know I didn't do, have to spend a night in jail potentially, get out on bail, get some kind of conditions. That's what it's all about. They want me to go in so they can arrest me and put conditions on me like, oh, you can't talk to this person. You can't talk to this person. You can't come to Manitoba. You can't do this. That's what it's all about. So they want to illegally arrest you so then they can put conditions on your freedom of your entire movement, your life, your speech, everything. And then if you try to use those freedoms, they'll call you a criminal and arrest you on a criminal charge and literally try to lock you up.
Do you know how many people, Chris, how many millions of people are completely ignorant to the fact that this is actually going on? People would tell you, you're nuts. If you told them that this was happening to somebody, a free person in this world who is supposed to be enjoying individual liberty, they would tell you that there's no way. There's more to the story. That's not really happening. There are really people out here drinking this Kool-Aid that is being spread around. And Americans are extremely arrogant. Not only are they fat and lazy and morbidly obese, but they are extremely arrogant. And they will say to you, there's no way that this will ever come here. That's a Canada problem. That's a Canadian issue. But they're wrong.
Look at New York. Look at California. It's pretty much almost as bad. And it's only going to get worse. Over the next few years, you're going to see the blue states enacting the vaccine passport, just like New York did. You're going to see the red states resisting, and you're going to see a mad dash by Democrats to do everything they can to try to replace as many red governors as they can. And you're going to see the U.S. might not be Canada. It might not get rolled over overnight like they're trying to do to us, but it's going to happen slowly. Death by a thousand cuts. They're moving in that direction. And make no mistake, they're coming for the Americans. Congratulations to Florida, Texas, Arizona, a few others, but the majority of the states are not that free as they think they are. And I let them do this all to me. I document everything. I documented when I went to the airport and I was put on the no-fly list for no reason. And I documented all so people have no choice but to believe it. And they believe me, they love putting me in the news. They love showing me as potentially violent. They pretend I'm racist. They pretend I'm a white supremacist. They could call me everything, every label they can, because for them, it's all about division. That's what we talk about in the book. We talk about their methods of control. And by the way, anybody who wants it, you can still get it online because I have a new distributor and shipper at realchrissky.com. That's my personal website. realchrissky.com. Every time I do these events, these tours, I do live streams straight from my website. A lot of my videos that I was just talking about are available on my website. This book is available on the website. You can message me directly on the website. So realchrissky.com. It also has my Telegram and Twitter feeds on there because they still are up somehow. They haven't deleted them. But they do not want this book to get out because it has the it wakes everybody up.
Do you have a little blue checky thing on your Twitter?
I had one on my Instagram. I had a verified Instagram with 250,000 followers, and I was getting almost.
Yeah, but how about Twitter? Do you have a blue checky on Twitter?
Not yet, because
okay,
they
good.
Said
well,
they
then
they said
I can continue talking to you then. I'm convinced now that the only people that have the little blue checky things are working for the other government. I think they're feds.
It's possible.
Yeah,
but they did give me one on Instagram before they eliminated me. And they asked me if I wanted it. They came to me and they said they were offering it to me because there was a lot of fake profiles of me, which is true. There's dozens. So they asked me just to provide my identification, which I did, and they gave it to me. So that I got that on Instagram. On Twitter, they said they're not handing them out right now. They suspended it. And they're coming up with a new system of how they're going to allocate them. So nobody's getting those on Twitter right now.
RealChrissky.com. Make sure that you get over there and buy that book. On the About section, right at the top at RealChrissky.com, it says, quote, his vast knowledge and articulate delivery are second to none. I would happen to agree with that. You do. So let me tap into that knowledge for one final question.
Please.
How do we beat it? How do we defeat it? Is there any way to stop what's about to happen?
That's what I talk about in the book. And the first thing we talk about in the book is their methods of how they attack us. Their number one method is fear versus propaganda and lies. They try to make everyone as afraid of the virus or afraid of them as possible. So when you're afraid, you're paralyzed. You won't ask questions. You won't make decisions. You'll wait for them to tell you what to do next. So you're taking directions from the abuser. That's what works on like 90% of the population. For people like me and for people like you and for all the rest, and it doesn't, they employ division. That is their method of defense, and they use division on every level. People who are scared of the virus versus not, essential versus non-essential, mask wearers versus non-mask wearers, people collecting government handouts versus not, etc. And we didn't even touch on the financial. They're trying to put all the small businesses out of work because when you own a business or you are an employee of that business, you are independent, you are making your own money, you can make your own decisions, you can just say no to the government, my global hashtag and my book name, and that's what the government doesn't want. So when they put you out of work, they not only make you dependent on them, now instead of serving you as the government's supposed to, the government rules you. And that's what they want. That's why they're closing all these small businesses. That's why they're making restrictions for 2 weeks that lasted for over almost 2 years now in Canada. And businesses are closing massively. We've had hundreds of thousands of businesses closed. And just like in the United States, over 97% of all the businesses in the country are small business. And it makes up 70 to 80% of all the jobs in the country.
And the small businesses and the entrepreneurs, the way that you exterminate them and break their back is with a health crisis. The way that you, and specifically one where the manufacturer of what is creating the crisis has no liability, no stake in the game, because you can't sue Moderna, you can't sue Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, because they're not approved by the FDA. You can't go after the government. So you are on your own. If you have a husband, brother, wife, or sister who falls deathly ill, what are you going to do? You're going to take care of them by any means necessary, which means soaking and depleting every financial resource that you ever had as astronomical healthcare costs continue to soar through the roof, and you are left there by their bedside as you close down your business and watch your entire family perish at the hands of the globalists who have created the vaccine. And once everybody understands that the vaccine is not here to respond to COVID, but that COVID was rolled out to introduce the vaccine, things will become a lot more clear. Things will become a lot more clear to these people.
That's what we tell everybody. The vaccine passport is the end game. They're using the vaccine to A, make money, A, make people sick, A, get control. But it's all about the vaccine passport. Because once the vaccine passport becomes reality, all your rights and freedoms now become government-granted privileges predicated on you taking an experimental inoculation against your will. And that's why we have this partnership with government and pharma. Because government is creating the emergency, which allows pharma to pull out this tyranny. And now if they combine that with closing of the businesses, they make you financially dependent on them, and then they make you dependent on them just to access your rights by taking the shot. They rule you financially. They rule you physically, mentally, spiritually, in every way possible. And then they can start really putting the draconian measure that we don't want to talk about. But that's what United on Compliance is all about. I write it in the book in three different phases. Phase one was the global awakening. That was 2020 when they showed their hand. And people like me and others went around the world, and we woke up hundreds of millions, if not more, people to the reality. This is not about safety. This is about control. Now we're in phase two. In 2021, we're calling it taking action. And that's why I went all around Canada and I'm explaining to all the protest groups what to do. We had thousands and thousands of people show up to these protests. So I broke them up into taking action groups where they can organize and implement on a local level to have actual change. We had people break down into groups of small businesses, like concerned parents that want to deal with the schools, concerned employees that don't want to be vaxxed, and everybody else who doesn't want to wear a mask. And in British Columbia, I was able to organize up to 2,000 businesses for our special, our opening date of May 24th. They said, we're opening May 24th one way or the other. 2,000 businesses in BC stepped up, far more than any other province, aka state in Canada. And guess what? I got there on the 23rd. On the 24th, I said, guys, open up. The government on the 25th declared all businesses could basically open. We had dine-in restaurants. Gyms started opening. They basically removed all the restrictions. Why? Because they're nice and benevolent, or because the people stood up? And the government would much rather look like they granted permission than lost control. And that's what everybody needs to know from this. When you stand up for yourself, you gain control. My Freedom Convoy tour ended May 1st in Montreal, Canada. We had over 300,000 people on the streets waiting for me. And it was the greatest day of my life, because it showed that people were ready to stand up for themselves. We had 300,000 people. To put that into perspective for the Americans, our law enforcement is only 50,000 strong all over the country. Our military is roughly 30,000 strong all over the country. So that's 80,000 government troops versus 300,000 people in one small city, all ages, all creeds, all genders, all everything, marching for solidarity, marching peacefully, marching in united non-compliance. And that's phase two of united non-compliance, taking action. And once we've taken action, like we've seen, and we get the changes, like I did, I had an action group, was inspired by my Longo's trip with the maple syrup, which I got arrested for, my house got raided for. They sent 60 people to the Longo's supermarket, 60. And they called it the Maple Syrup Challenge. And all of them went in there like me, no mask, bought maple syrup. They called the police. They all waited there. And guess what happened to Longo's just yesterday? They had to change their official corporate policy on their website that says they honor exemptions. They can't ask what your condition is. They can't deny you service. They can't ask for a doctor's note. Boom.
Well, there go all my frigging charges. Phase three is going to have to wait because obviously, you know, we got to pay bills here and I'm coming up against a hard break. I'm going to have you back because this conversation has been extremely educational for me as well as the millions that listen to this program and watch it and view it in whatever capacity every day. Also, the invitation to you to the United States of America, you don't have an arrest warrant here.
And no, I only have a boundary arrest warrant in Manitoba. I can go anywhere else in Canada. I can go anywhere else in the U.S. I'm working on getting into the U.S. because I have a lot, and I'm married to an American citizen. So if I really want to get into
the US, invitation stands. We would love to have you. You're always welcome in our country. You're welcome at my house. And also make sure everybody to get there. RealChrisSky.com. RealChrisSky.com. Get the book. Just Say No. Phase three is in there. We are going to beat these people, Chris. Thank you so much for your patriotism, for your fight, and for being here today. We really appreciate it.
The truth always wins. Good always wins. Remember, though, the longer it takes, the larger your sacrifice, the bigger the price. So that's why we got to stand up today and just say no. I love everybody. I love you guys. Thank you for having me.